they said anything, any idea how long it's gonna take for that glitch to get fixed, or is it?
They have not said anything.
We budgeted for these upgrades.
I think we budgeted 3 years ago for those.
Okay.
But yeah.
Just wanted to make, well, but if we did it 3 years ago, it doesn't do us any good now, because it's back in the general fund.
Is that still in the budget, Jeanette?
You voted it from the reserve fund, and I had to re-vote it again this year.
Okay.
So we're good money-wise, okay.
Okay, so do you see a problem with being the manager of the software, Trio software?
I do not, so long as you will let the other staff know.
Let them know what?
Let them know that I will be doing that.
Okay, I don't see any problem doing that. Okay. Let's go on to number three then. Unless there's more questions. Go ahead.
We should vote on that, correct?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I move that we ask Treasurer Jeanette LeMay to be the manager of the Trio software.
Okay. Any discussion on that?
I just wanted to clarify that letting other staff know that you're, I mean, do you have to, I don't know the program, so I'm a little at odds here. Is there a problem, or is there, with other staff members?
I sent you an email last week regarding some issues that have happened in the past. If you want me to air those issues, I'm more than happy to.
No, okay. I think, I understand what she's asking, and I think it's very reasonable.
Okay.
Great. Yep. So, all those in favor? 5-0, thank you. Now, the next step of the Trio software is go to the web version, which we've been slated to do that for the last 3 years. Part of it's been implemented, part of it has not, and that's the big part of what we need to go into. And again, I think that still goes back to the person that probably uses it more than anybody, and that's the treasurer. And that's the best person to oversee the implementation of it, along with our IT person, to make sure that it goes smoothly. And that's where I think we should go with that.
I'm sorry.
I have no issue with that.
Do I hear a motion?
I just got one question.
Go for it.
Are you willing to do that, Jeanette?
Yes, so long as you let the other staff know.
Which would be the chair's responsibility, correct? Okay.
Delegated. I'll help.
Well, that's just one more thing to vote on.
So that's
so
much.
So how should I word my motion?
Just say that the treasurer, Jeanette LeMay, would be the manager of operations of the Trio web software.
I move that the treasurer, Jeanette LeMay, would be the manager of the Trio web
software.
Sorry.
A second. Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you. Okay. Now, the number four item, the Trio software June 30 rollover. Jeanette, is that the year-end rollover? Is that what that is?
Correct.
What is it we need to do? I guess I'm at a loss on that.
Basically, back up the system and roll it into the new year.
Okay. And who actually does the rollover?
Sue and I have bounced off of each other when it comes to revisions and things like that.
Okay, so you could make sure that the correct people do the rollover?
Well, who do you want to do the rollover?
Well, I would prefer the one that handles it mostly, and then if you need help from Harris or from our IT, they be involved.
Yeah, I'll do that as long as you let the staff know.
Okay. Any questions? Motion?
Yeah. I don't know how to word this.
Just that the treasurer will oversee. oversee the rollover.
Yep, the treasurer will oversee the June 30.
Rollover
for the town hall program.
Okay. Need a second for that?
Second.
Okay, any discussion, questions? All those in favor? 5-0.
Yeah, I got one more question.
Go for it.
How about we make it official and I move that the leadership of the select board gets a communication to the rest of the staff so they're all 100% on board with Jeanette managing this.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Okay.
You making that as a motion?
That's a motion, sorry. Yeah.
So do we have a second?
Okay,
we have a second. So any discussion? All those in favor? 5-0.
I missed who seconded that.
Tom.
No, Rusty.
Rusty,
yeah. Okay, number 5 is the System 4 Award Management Program. Can somebody clue me in on that? I have not a clue what that is. Jeanette, please.
So that's a system that has federal grant money to it. I was part of that system, Ben Harris, when we had the fire department. Ben Harris would go out and get the grants, and then I would have access to pull the information on what the grant is for, how we're supposed to spend it, and how we're supposed to get our money. So now with, was it, the COVID funds era that got released, somebody needs to be in charge of that system, getting that information. I don't know if we have to apply for it, but somebody might have to apply for it.
Do we have a motion for that? I think it's pretty obvious where it should be.
Can I ask a question?
Go for it.
Are you volunteering to manage that?
No.
No. So it wants to, you don't want it to be in the treasurer's office. You want it to be somewhere else.
I will do whatever you guys want to do. So long as you notify the staff.
All right. How about I do it open-ended? I move we appoint a person to manage the systems for award management, SAM in parentheses. RE, how grant money is a forward received the town alignment. Registration expiring, renewal required ASAP.
So who's going to get to pick who does that?
I haven't got that far yet.
The logical place is with the treasurer.
Would you like me to nominate? Would you? Do you want me to modify my motion?
I think it would be appropriate.
Okay. I move that we ask the treasurer to take care of the systems for award management. RE, how grant money is forwarded to the town alignment, registration expiring, renewal required ASAP.
Okay, need a second.
A second.
Tom seconds it. Any more discussion? All those in favor?
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Yep. That goes without saying, I guess. So do I need a motion to notify?
No. I'm going to take care of all.
Okay.
So we can take care of that.
Okay. Just checking. Thank you.
Okay. Item number 6. The town meeting approved budget cuts. Discussion about that. Where we are. What are our options? Can you make us smarter on that issue tonight?
They cut your contingency account. The professional services got voted $90,000, which is your assessor, less, and they cut $9,500 for maintenance and repair for the plowing at the town hall. I'm not sure if that's something you can work out with our plowing person.
Well, if we don't have the money to pay it out of that maintenance account, we'd have to take it from somewhere else. Basically.
Or you can go back to the taxpayers, but you would have to get with the town clerk for that.
I understand what they were talking about in a maintenance account to have snow plowing, and it should be in the appropriate account. We had talked about that in the budget meetings, but we're a little bit leery about making too big a change because it would throw everything out of whack from last year and have nothing to compare with. I think we definitely got the mandate that we're to put them where they belong, and I think that's absolutely the intention this year to do. But what do we do in the meantime? You know, how do we deal with that? Do we overexpend the account and see if they'll vote to pay for it next year? Or do we look at it to come from somewhere else? Or do we put it back on a vote at another town meeting?
But the contract hasn't been awarded, has it?
It was a multi-year contract. I believe it is.
So this following year is,
yeah,
it was taken?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you're going to find anybody do it for less money than what we get it for. The matter is, how do we pay for it? So that was just one of the issues. We were short.
Yep.
1 second. We were short on the professional services side, and I almost think that was an oversight.
Yes.
It was, yeah, and it should have been. Instead of 84,000, it should have been 174,000, and it got juxtaposed with the assessor's money that was set aside. So it was just a mix-up. So we've got that area to contend with. Either to shift the cost somewhere else, or again, if we have another town meeting, or that we can bring that up to have that re-voted on. To deal with that. John?
We've got to get that money coming from the proper place when we audit. Because, you know, I mean, we don't want a black market on our audit. Because that kind of ties our hands down the road. Say we were going to do a bond or anything else. So we want all the ducks to line up. I think in the issue you just talked about, I believe there was a lot of confusion, and I believe it was properly explained. I think the townspeople would be okay with it. To me, the big important one was, and I'm trying to remember numbers here, so Jeanette, please correct me, was the 90,000.
Yeah, professional services.
Yeah. And that's the huge elephant in the room that we've got to fix. For one reason or another, whatever reason somebody wants to put on it, we're in a situation the cow's got to be milked. We need a temporary assessor. We need a temporary CEO. We've got to pay for them legally. And how we do that, we had laid out legally in the budget how we should do it. But I believe our explanation and why and how left quite a bit to be desired. And I'm wondering if, even though they're expensive, a special town meeting with a public hearing beforehand of what we're going to do, what we'd like to do, laying that out and thoroughly explaining those issues wouldn't be the way to handle it. Just a suggestion, just kind of watching and listening. That all.
Listening.
I mean, everybody has the right to put in their opinion, so how are you going to do that without a town meeting?
Right.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Jeanette?
There was one other issue where what we had to do this year in order to get by paying a contracted service on Article number 9, that was voted down as well. So you would be taking care of two birds because that will show up on your audit.
Can you remind us which one that was?
So we paid KRT for services this past year, not the year going forward, and the money was in the salaries, and we asked to move it to a professional services line, and that failed.
So it was not spending any more money, it was just moving it from one line to another so that it was paid out appropriately.
Correct, but it will be noted in your financial statements.
Yeah. John?
One other issue I just found out a few days ago. The way the year ended and the way the weeks ended, we came up a little bit short on the not the operating part of the fire department budget, but the personnel end of it. What caught us with that was,
workers' comp.
Thank you. Workers' comp runs January to January. Our budget runs July to July. So we had 6 months of that inflated workers' comp. We didn't know what we were going to get. It's significant because your overall increase in the fire department was going to be just over 3%, and it ended up being 7% because of that increase on a, $900,000 budget. So.
What's a special meeting on cost-wise?
The general gist, we talked about, not necessarily a special meeting, but an election, if we were in an election, be between $1,000 and $2,000 cost to the town. And I would think we'd be looking similar for the for our town hall meeting.
I don't see another way out to fix this.
Morris?
Well, I just want to throw in the mix here. There's a budget in the room, he's got a real problem with how much money you took out of surplus and how much money you took out of excise tax. And we're here tonight to address that. So you might want to, before you decide what you're going to do about a special town meeting, whether how this plays out here, how that plays out with the discussion we have about that.
You beat me to the punch. I was just going to bring that up.
This is a special meeting. We can only work from the agenda, Morris.
Well, then what you're telling me, John, is I can go down and get a petition.
No. It should have been on the agenda. We can talk about it. We can put it on another meeting. But I'm just saying.
You can talk about it. It doesn't mean you have to vote on it. But we can talk about it tonight, right?
I think, if you read your charter.
John.
Yes, sir.
Last Monday night, when I stood up and made my presentation about the surplus and the excise tax, I said, your exact words were, when we have the treasurer here next Monday night, we can talk about that too.
I didn't have anything to do with the agenda.
I'm saying your exact words were, we can talk about that next Monday night when she's here.
Yes.
So here we are. It's just, I'm the farmer across the fence. So
John, I don't care if you take a vote tonight, but I'd really like to have some discussion on it and see what. Which way you gentlemen are going to go when you have a special meeting to approve it.
Yeah, I'm surprised it wasn't on the agenda either. Not pointing fingers.
So, Jeanette, we don't have to vote on anything, but let's talk about it. With the surplus and what we need to keep funds available, do you know how much the school funding budget is for the summer months versus what we would have in the bank if we dropped the surplus to the roughly $2 million mark? Would we be overrunning our funds because of the school budget or not?
Depends on what you want to do this summer. So the school, we have to pay Goodwin Mills. We have to pay the library. They get their check right up front. We have to pay York County by September 1st, or they charge you like 5%. We have payroll, and we have other miscellaneous, lights, electricity, those kind of things. So for 3 months, I'm estimating that 2.017.
$2.017 million
correct,
is an expenditure
months.
We would have. For the summer months, for this, okay.
July, August, and September.
Okay.
That's estimated. If you want to do any roads, that's not included in there. If you want to do any other projects, that's not included in there. That's our core. This is what we have to pay.
Fred, go ahead.
All of the items just mentioned, from the school budget, the roads that might be done, the library up there, all of that is in the budget. It's all in here. And it said in the warrant that we were carrying forward, basically when we added it up, we would have $3.6 million. Standard accounting practice, all my years in administration and dealing with $35 and $40 million budgets a year, you always kept 3 months of operating expenses in case.
Yes.
That for us is, I thought it was 1.9, it might be 2.06, let's talk about $2 million. So there's $1.6 million of the taxpayers' money that really belongs to the taxpayer. We're not a money-making operation here. How safe do you want to be? Well, nuclear holocaust, a media strike, you won't have to worry about it. And anything in between, we have 3 months of operating. We're asking that approximately $1 million to $1.6 million be given, carried forward to offset the current year's expenses. It's as simple as that, simple accounting, and that's going to break the back of the tax increase for a lot of taxpayers. And you know, I don't want to wax philosophical, but there are a lot of people having a tough time. And if we can do that for them, I don't see why on earth we do it. There's no reason for us to keep that money when we're not a money-making operation. Thank you.
So the opposite side of that is, if the expenses come in and we overrun what we have in surplus, we have to borrow. If you're fine with that, I'm fine with changing what we're going to use.
What could come in extra? You've got everything budgeted, you have everything accounted for, and you have 3 months, or let's say $2 million roughly, in surplus. What we're lose? What door is going to open that's going to give you a bill of, you know, $500,000 that we have to run to the bank and borrow? There isn't. School, that's school what planning department. Is all about. I mean,
no, I understand
it's
what
not
you're
high
saying.
Risk.
John.
I could support taking a good chunk of it, but don't forget, you're just one good disaster away from blowing your budget on your fire department, too. You take one good fire or one good natural disaster, you can blow $200,000 to $300,000 pretty fast. I could see taking $500,000 to $600,000 out of there. That, you know, going right to the 3 months.
With all due respect, John, I could have put a budget together like that for the schools and tried to withhold a couple, $3 million extra every year. It would not fly. Well, has it happened? No. Then how do you know you get, well, you're talking about what might happen. Heaven hope. No, I'm with you. We don't want to see that happen. And I respectfully argue with you or discuss with you that if you budget that way, your surplus, our surplus, will incrementally go through the rafters. That you can't budget that way.
We've been conservative like that.
Conservative.
We never cared more than 3 months, God. We've always carried 3 months on our surplus. That's what the figure we use. And let's carry another figure. Why aren't you taking more on excise?
I don't know.
Hey, Starkly, the last 3 years, what is that excise run? The last 3 years.
I don't have the numbers in front of me.
I don't have that number right now.
800?
No, it's over a million.
Over a million?
Oh, yeah.
So how much would you people recommend taking out of the surplus?
Well, I agree with Fred's saying. I think that's a valid figure, and I think that's a figure that we've used every year. Trying to keep 3 months.
What's $1 million between friends? Yeah. Keep $2 million in the surplus, or between the excise and the surplus. It covers 3 months of operating costs, and actually that will end up giving the town $2.5 million. Because there's $1.6 million in there of, I hesitate to call it, I don't want to go on record as saying, you know, surplus, extra money. It isn't. It's taxpayers' money. It belongs for the taxpayers' use. So take $1 million of it, put it to its taxes. You're still being conservative. You've still got more than what could ever happen in a reasonable person's prognosis. You can't budget for the end of the world every year, and you go in the stratosphere.
So what do you think that $1 million is viable?
I don't know. I'd like to see.
We're not going to make a decision tonight. Yeah. This is discussion.
Can I just add one more thing that's important? I've been a political animal also all my life.
Sure.
We're the good guys. We want to work with you to get it done. You let something like this get out of hand in certain content parts of the town where they get how much money, and that ball will start to roll, and somebody from the floor will take care of our clock and clean it for a long time. You know, well, it's all 1.6, and pretty soon, well, what's it? I mean, I've seen these things snowball before, both in my district and another. We should do the right thing.
So, Morris, what do you think?
I think historically we ought to do like what we've done here. We've always kept 3 months in reserve, right? Just to run the town on. Never any trouble. We just went through a pretty severe downturn right here, right? And never any trouble, you know? And I would take a little bit out of excise tax. I mean, I think you're leaving a ton of money in excise tax. There's no reason to, you know?
Do you know what the total amount out of excise was, Jeanette?
No, but when you're talking fund balance, like Fred is saying, that includes your excise, whatever excess in your excise you're bringing in, because that's where it rolls into.
All right. This
excise
out. This coming year's excise, right?
Yeah, and it's
money. It's money that's generated in 2021, 2022, correct?
So I have an estimate of just about what Fred said. At around 3.7, including any additional excise that we brought in this year.
3.7.
I have 3.7. Fred's very close on that.
Okay. John.
Could we get all the figures in front of us?
Yeah.
All the figures. Also, historically.
Yes.
What we've left for balance.
You did it for 3 years, John? You did it for 3 years?
Yeah.
You started with 3 years?
Yeah. Just the way we do the budget. Just the way we figure the budget.
Yeah,
historically for 3 years, what we've kept for balance. Let's see if we can come up with a somewhat intelligent decision.
John,
go ahead. So has our surplus been inflated for the last 3 years back?
We've carried more than the 3 months historically.
Okay, so say we carry 2.5. Now we're carrying 3.7. I mean, historically, if we've been 3.whatever million, then we've been high all these years.
Have we ever been more?
Okay.
We've been using
That's
it.
What I'm asking.
We've been using it. We've been carrying just a little bit.
So that's what John was just talking about. If we get 3 years of figures, then we'll know where it all stands. So we have plenty of work to do.
And the same token, right? Can you do something else for us? Can you see if we don't do anything, this budget stays just the way it is, how much an individual house, say a $300,000 or $400,000 house, how much that taxes are going to go up? Can you put that in the mix also? Because I think you're going to be really surprised.
We don't have a mill rate or anything yet. I don't.
Well, you can guess at it somewhere near.
Jeanette.
Is that all you want? I put 5 years just to give you.
As long as we have some historical data.
Historical fund balance. We don't have the assessments ready to kind of give us a equalized valuation to work off of yet. As far as I know,
I'll talk with Dave, see if he can come to the next meeting and bring us up to date for the report. Ken.
Ken Burr. I'm glad we're having this discussion because the very last question before you asked to adjourn the last meeting, I stood up and asked if we were going to discuss this at this meeting.
In detail?
Yes.
So the proper additive now is, will this be on the next agenda, and will you consider it for a special town meeting? Yay or nay?
Well, I would presume that would be correct.
The reason I'm not trying to be a turkey about this, but the longer it sits here and nothing happens, pretty soon, we feel the need to make something move on this. And if it goes through the next three meetings of, well, we'll bring it back, please put it on the next agenda and bring it up for discussion and consideration for the motion.
Yes, Bob.
In regards to the last meeting with what how Fred stood up and some of us spoke, Ken stood up, how did this can get kicked down the road beyond this meeting? I don't understand how it wasn't put on the agenda for open discussion tonight. Fred stood up and said that if this isn't going to happen, then it's going to come to the townspeople to override you guys and get this taken care of.
The reason it's not on the agenda is this is a special meeting for some particular items.
Right, and but this was all discussed last week.
For the next...
Bring the treasurer in, and there were four motions that you gentlemen made in regards to the treasurer bringing it forward, and this was one of the issues that wanted to be and needed to be discussed as far as we sitting here. And I'm at a loss why it's...
I'm going to jump in. I think it was meant for the next scheduled selectmen's meeting. This meeting was scheduled, originally it was for the assessor employment. That was the original, and that was the only thing on the agenda. And then things got added on and added on and added on. It was meant for the next meeting.
And well, I don't want to
jump out of it, but that's how I thought it was. It was for the next one.
Well, however it happened...
Yeah, we're discussing it.
That's the way to solve these issues. Now, move forward. Let's move forward.
Okay. We're good. Yes.
One comment. We have a meeting coming up next Tuesday.
Tuesday.
After 4th of July. Can you gather all this data, the 5 years before the meeting?
I can gather the data. I can give it to you. I am on vacation for the first time in 5 years that week. But I can get you the data, and you can review it, and you'll have time to ask me any questions.
Okay. We good with that, John?
Can I get a call so I pick up a printed version of that?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. That's the end of the agenda.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Second. All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody.